All right, guys, congratulations. 2012 AFC West champs, man. Oh, yeah. All right, that was our first goal. All right, we're not done yet. All right, everybody knows that. All right, we know we can even be better than we were tonight.
Mitch Unrein in the game as a fullback, and he's going to look for the ball. Unrein in the end zone, and Mitch Unrein has a Denver touchdown. The third-year defensive tackle out of Wyoming.
We've been practicing it for a little while, and I caught everything in practice, so, you know, that had to build some confidence in the coaches' minds, and, you know, it's a lot harder than it looks. Those wide receivers, you know, that's pretty tough stuff. There's a lot of pressure on you.
Six-man pressure. Peyton sets and throws back in the end zone. Thomas has it. Demaryius Thomas spikes it over the crossbar. Touchdown, Denver. Four-man rush. Peyton looks left, fires left. He's got Demaryius Thomas in the end zone for another Denver touchdown.
But what I liked about the second touchdown was that Demaryius was kind of seeing the same thing that I was seeing. He was kind of looking for something. He had another route on, and we changed it.
Freeman hit as he throws, pass intercepted. Von Miller inside the 20, the 15, 10, 5, touchdown Denver.
Your division is obviously one that one everybody aspires to be is your conference championship. And at the end of the day, everybody's looking for that world championship. So, you know, it's a great accomplishment. It's a tribute to the staff and coaches in that locker room. They did a fantastic job. And, you know, we still have a whole quarter of the season left and see what happens.
Broncos locked down the West by December 2nd and are division champs for the second year in a row. This team has some other goals in mind. You could certainly tell that. You got that sense talking to players in the locker room after the game. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. You also heard from Denver's new hot end zone target, Mitch Unrein. Peyton Manning from the podium and head coach John Fox from the podium at Sports Authority Field following Sunday's 31-23 win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. And John, before we go back to Sunday's win that did wrap up the division, and as we are getting ready to play another division opponent this week, news coming out this morning that Raider head coach Dennis Allen unexpectedly lost his father on Monday, Grady Allen. I know Dennis was, everyone here had a great relationship with him last year. You spend so much time with the coaching staff, everyone gets to know each other a lot. And very sad to hear that news and hear about what Dennis Allen and his family are going through right now.
Well, yeah, and having been through losing a father, it's always very difficult. And, you know, my heart goes out to Dennis and his family and the fact that I'm sure that the relationship that they had was quite unique. And so, you know, that's always a tough time for anybody that goes and loses a parent. So, you know, as I said, our thoughts and prayers go out to Dennis and family.
Yeah, just not just from you, but I would suspect every single coach, personnel, equipment, you name it, down the hall who spent time with Coach Allen last year, everybody would like to send their thoughts and prayers to Coach and his family. Now, before we get to this week's game with Oakland, which we'll talk about later on in the show, going to spend some time talking about the win over Tampa Bay, John, and I guess just at the offset, is it as simple as halftime adjustments in the third quarter? How much more to it is that? You really saw a swing coming out of the halftime, something we've seen a few times this year already.
Well, I think if you look at our numbers, we're a much better second half team than we are a first half team. No matter, you know, even though we've talked about it all year long about trying to get out to a better start than we have, but we do seem to, you know, get a feel for what they're doing in the first half and do make those adjustments at halftime and play better in that second half. So, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it, you know, if we could get to a start out a little bit quicker, it also make a little bit better too. But you know, Tampa Bay was a good football team. They
sure
came in and have a lot of talent on the defensive side as well as the offensive side. So it was nice to be able to get a victory. We seem to make it interesting in most of them all the time. You know, had a chance to kind of bury the dagger and weren't able to get it done. So hopefully in these last four, we can create that mentality to, you know, when we have an opponent to give them the knockout punch when we can.
How much of that is the fact that it was an NFC South opponent, a team you play once every 4 years? It might take a half, it might take four or five offensive series to really kind of sort out how they're playing against Peyton and the offense. And then at halftime, What's that dialogue like? Is it a back and forth? Is it two-way when you're trying to figure out what you're going to do to adjust to what they're doing?
Well, it's a two-way, and I think a lot of it comes from the, you know, what they're doing on first, second, and third down and having some of those, you know, those scripted and get an idea and a feel for what coverages and what fronts we're getting in certain situations. And so you get that feel, and it's also, you know, you feel each other out, try to figure out, even though we scored the first time we had the ball.
Sure.
You know, we weren't able to continue with that, and they, you know, did some different things, and we didn't execute as well as we'd like to execute either. So it's a combination of everything. But I think, you know, especially at halftime, it's both the coaches and really the coaches in the box bringing down all the information that they're writing down in certain situations during the game.
Yeah, you only get 10 minutes too, so it must be an up-tempo there in that locker room at halftime. You touched on that opening drive in the Mitch Unrein touchdown catch. Defensive tackle Mitch Unrein, everyone. His first touchdown. Von Miller got his first touchdown as a pro. We'll get to that a little bit later on, but we do take your questions from Twitter. We do it every show, and John Angie's wondering, with the catch that Mitch Unrein made for that touchdown, are we seeing a trend here? Is Manning going to perhaps use more alignment? Is that something? I know they said they practiced it a little bit. Mitch put his hand up. He said, I can be the guy. Coach Fox said he has great hands. Is Mitch going to be our next premier receiver, and when's he going to a Pro Bowl?
Yeah, well, good question. But, you know, I think that that's something that you look for, a guy that's big and physical that can be a lead blocker in the run and then also have the athletic ability to be able to catch the ball. And we saw that, and Mitch has all those. And so it's really not a position that is up for auction or up for tryout. The fact that I think Mitch has got it pretty much tied down, and so we won't see too many other linemen catching balls.
Yeah, and don't forget, Mitch doing his part too on stopping the run had a big part of the Von Miller pick six in the third quarter. We'll get to that later on. Angie, thanks so much for your question. And with John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com. We're going to talk about Von Miller and this Denver defense that seems to be getting better and better every week. We'll be right back.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome!
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Tight trips left side. They toss it that way. Martin cuts back, runs hard, but he's not going to get there. Vickerson has him. Forward progress maybe to the 29, but a good job there as Raheem Moore, Kevin Vickerson, Wesley Woodyard, and Elvis Dumervil all get up off the pile, and Doug Martin denied a first down. The Bucs are going to have to punt on the three and out to open the game.
You know, Doug, he's a great running back, and you know, he does all the things well that you ask of a great running back. You know, he's aggressive but patient at the same time. When he hits the hole, he hits it aggressively, and it's pretty hard to take down.
You know, guys like Von Miller, Elvis Dumervil. You know, Von last year was one-handed probably for 6 to 8 games. I don't recall exactly. You know, Derek Wolfe coming in. I think, Kevin Vickerson's improved. Mitch Unrein, you saw both on offense and defense today. All in all, good team defense, and, guys are playing hard for each other.
Tampa Bay averaged 38 points per game against the rest of the AFC West. All those were wins, but they had just 23. And after giving up 148 yards on the ground to the Chiefs 2 weeks ago, defense cut that in half, giving up just 71 yards to Doug Martin and the Bucs. Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. You heard from Von Miller and John Fox after the game. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Got a really good rushing team in KC, John, 2 weeks ago, 148 yards. A really good rookie running back who's been running the ball well all season in Doug Martin. he and the other backs there went for 71 yards just 1 week apart. What happened there?
Well, I think we just concentrated. We knew we had to stop Doug Martin and they do some different things play action wise, can throw the ball better than the Chiefs did. So therefore they have a double threat, which makes you're able to concentrate a little bit more on the run as we did with Doug Martin. And plus, I think everybody was a little bit embarrassed giving up 140 yards rushing against the Chiefs. So it was important to shut him down. And we're able to do that. And I think kept him out of a rhythm. And plus, when we got up on him too, anytime you can get to a lead, we jumped out 7-0 and really the first half, but took control of the second half. And that really kind of took him out of the running game. So that also helps your numbers when it comes to the running game. But, defensively played well. And I thought had a good game plan and the guys went out and executed it.
Probably from your vantage point where you sit when you're watching the game, it's looked like it must have been hard to identify those jersey numbers at Doug Martin. It seemed like all 11 guys were there as soon as he crossed the line of scrimmage. They were flying to the ball, as Del Rio wants to do.
That's a lot of times how you stop a great back, and the fact that you have to get a lot of people to the ball, because not very rarely is the first guy there going to bring him down. And so that's why you got to rally the football, get a lot of people there. And that's why you saw our guys hustling to get there, because there's several times we missed three or four times and then finally got him down.
Von Miller adds to what is turning into a very good year for him statistically, and we could spend a whole show talking about his dancing and his passion and all that, but the way he got to the end zone, Mitch Unrein, I stayed on Freeman in Mitch Unrein because I thought Mitch was going to bring him to the ground. And then all of a sudden that ball goes out and I hear in my earpiece, Von Miller interception. I come over and he is nothing but grass in front of him scoring that play. If he didn't pick it off, Chris Harris was going to. But that play, in terms of adding some fuel to that third quarter and complementing what the offense did in that third quarter, really made the difference in the game. And something else, Von Miller showing off his hands, just like Mitch Unrein earlier.
Well, and it's always so helpful when you get points from the defense. It helps you that much, and plus some momentum that we had going that we were able to take advantage of that. But I think, when you talk about Von, you can't say enough about the growth that he's made from his first year to his second year and the plays that he continues to keep making. As you said, Mitch Unrein did, tremendous job with the pressure on the backside that forced the interception. But so that's where you talk about the team. Somebody's helping somebody else out, and Mitch created, and Vaughn took advantage of it. So, that's what we're doing on defense, playing good team defense. We haven't talked a lot about the defense, but when you're able to shut a team, we're up 31-13 with 8 to 10 minutes to go in that fourth quarter, and we just got to close out games better than we do. But you can't get enough credit to the defense and Von Miller for the year that we're having on that side.
How advantageous was that play in terms of leading to the win? Because for a big part of the day, we're used to seeing some sacks earlier on in the game. I don't think Josh Freeman was sacked until the fourth quarter. There was the pressure was there, but not so much to the point where we're used to seeing defensive guys on this team throwing quarterbacks to the ground. They protected him pretty well, and the one time we did get to him, it turns into six going the other way.
And I think that with the pass rush that we have, people see that, so they're not going to give us too many opportunities by just dropping back there.
Okay.
and letting people letting us rush. I think that they do a lot of different things with play action, concentrate on trying to get the running game going, put a couple people on Vaughn, or even and then chip the back on Elvis, and so do so many different things to slow that pass rush down but that's when we can get a lead like we did. To be able to start making them drop back and throw the football, that plays into our strength on the defensive side. And then as it turned out Sunday, we got the pick six. So, teams are doing a better job. They're very aware of the pass rush, and so trying to stay out of those situations to have to drop back.
Next question from Twitter comes from Bart. And, John, Bart's wondering, with how well this defense has been playing and with it being Jack Del Rio's first year here as defensive coordinator, every year, every team goes through this when a team is successful with a staff, and there may be interest later on after the season for staff to perhaps go somewhere else. But right now, with the way Coach Del Rio is coaching up this defense, how important is it for Bart wants to know for them to kind of just think about what's happening this season, not look too far down the road? Is that pretty easy for a coach to do?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially with a guy that like Jack Del Rio that's been in the league a long, long time, and not only as a player but as a coach. And so You know, he'll take it a week at a time. Hopefully finish this. We'll finish this year out strong. And, you know, we'll see what happens at the end of the year. No one knows. You know, names get thrown out there all the time. You don't know what jobs are going to be there. And so we'll just kind of – it's like anything. You can try to speculate now, but it doesn't do a whole lot of good. So hopefully we can just keep it going on the defensive side like Jack has us going, and we'll deal with that when we're faced with it.
Yeah, Bart, I think right now Coach DeRio's down the hall thinking about the Raiders as they're getting ready to go out and practice for the first time this week in a little bit. Bart, thanks so much for your question with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket. On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D.
I am so thirsty!
Good protection. Crossing route hauled in by Decker, who's on the loose. Decker inside the 30. Flipped up off his feet as he flies inside the 25. Manny with a play fake. Throws the ball deep down the sideline. Thomas has it. Demaryius is going to have a first down at the Tampa Bay 40-yard line. Four-man rush. Peyton drops. Rolls to his right. Pumps once. In trouble. Gives some ground and then throws at the foot of Moreno, who's on the ground and catches it one-handed. Pass to Tammy. He's going to be caught inside the 25. And Tammy upset with himself that he couldn't pull away.
It was a good third quarter. We came out and put some drives together there that we needed to have, and I guess Vaughn's pick was in the third quarter too, probably. It was a big third quarter, and you know that got the game for us, so that was good.
You know, I think Coach Fox has preached all along that he wants us to be playing our best football, you know, in the month of December and on. So we are guaranteed a playoff spot, and that's really all that means. But you know, hopefully we can keep getting better. I mean, that Thursday night game, it really is hard to think about anything else about, you know, this short week. But it certainly feels good to get the win today and to guarantee a playoff spot, but that's really all it means.
Highlights courtesy of News Radio 850 KOA. You heard from tight end Jacob Tammy, who led the team in reception Sunday, and Peyton Manning following the team's 31-23 win over Tampa Bay. The third quarter made the difference. We touched on that earlier in the show. John, you more encouraged with the two touchdown drives and the way the Broncos scored in the red zone, Manning to DT, or are you thinking a little bit about those other three first half possessions that resulted in punts?
I think about both of them. I think that it's exciting to see when we really get things going how potent we really are on the offensive side and dominant we can be. Then I concern myself with, then there was one when we really had a chance to really kind of lock the game up and we run the ball three times and lose 4 yards. And so the consistency to me is still not there. We're continuing to work at it. Guys are concerned with, are aware of it. And so we'll just keep working on that. I think the thing that's really encouraging is to be where we are right now. And I feel like we really haven't scratched the surface on how good we can be, especially on the consistency side. We haven't really put a game together, a full 60-minute game together, other than the closest we got was, in my mind, the Saints, where we played really well both up on both sides of the ball. And so that's the encouraging side. We've got the 4 weeks to do it, to try to get ready for the playoffs and also try to secure the best seating we can for the playoffs. But we still have a lot of upside, which I think is very encouraging.
You mentioned the three downs, three rushes, minus 4 yards. Brett on Twitter asks, why run the ball so much against Tampa Bay when they have such a good rush defense? and this team has Peyton Manning. You watched practice last week. What was the thinking there?
You cannot vacate the run. You have to try to do that to keep the defense off us, and they can't tie their ears back and rush the passer every down. And so you really can't you can't give it up. We still have to keep trying to find a way to run the football, and that was just a series that we didn't do a very good job with. They did. You got to give Tampa Bay a lot of credit too, because defensively they're pretty darn good up front. And so, but you can't abandon the running game. You still have to continue to find something that might work. And that's, you know, in that situation, we were way up too. And so, you know, also trying to eat the clock. And if you can run the football and, you know, with success, get some first downs, eat the clock late in the game, that also helps, you know, bury that hatchet there to end games. And so we haven't been very successful doing that, which is what we'll continue to work on it.
Brett, there you go. Good question. Thanks so much. And I think, John, one of the most telling stories after the game, Peyton Manning talked about how he and Demaryius Thomas were thinking the same thing on that red zone touchdown when Peyton qualifying when he threw that ball super early. That was what he said after the game. And he said they had that connection. They had that idea of how that play was going to change before the snap. That is what I think people have been not waiting to hear but have been kind of looking for. I think Peyton Manning's been waiting to say this for a few weeks now getting into this season. How confident does that make you feel knowing that here we go, that's clicking now with Peyton and one of his most dangerous receivers?
Well, I mean, that helps. I mean, that was one of the best throws I've ever seen. When he threw it early, he got a blitz, he put it in one spot, knew the DB had his back turned the whole time, and so therefore wasn't too worried about anything negative happening with it, was able to put it in there because he did get a blitz with a guy coming free. And so, you know, and I think that is something that you're seeing a growth in Demaryius Thomas too, that he ran the exact route that he was supposed to be. He was where we were supposed to be, and Peyton was able to, and Peyton made a great throw and put it where the ball needed to be. And so, I mean, those are type things when you get guys that are comfortable working with each other, good things happen like that. So that was an amazing play.
That's, and you say early, you mean Peyton's hoping DT breaks inside, right?
That was the route, but Peyton also had a good job. He had to put some air underneath it and give it some time because he had a free guy. He had a free runner at him. So put it up early, and Demaryius just stayed on his route, ran a great route. When he came out of the break, the ball was right there. So, you know, I think Peyton would have put that ball where he put it, but he had to throw it earlier because of the free runner. So that's why he had to put touch on it, and you know, it turned out to be a tremendous play.
Yeah, great catch by DT, great throw by Peyton. Who knows, maybe we'll see Mitch Unrein running that route this weekend in the Black Hole. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We've got one segment left. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow let you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Better than six in a row.
Seven in a row.
What's better than seven in a row?
Eight in a row.
All right, man, everybody up. Let's go. All right. Broncos on three. I got no voice. One, two, three.
Broncos.
Right now, you know, we just got to try to win out the division. You know, we had the title. We still got a lot of business to take care of, and that's what we want to do. And however that other stuff fall out, you know, we'll see how that play out. We have no control of that area.
That's the most important thing, you know, for us right now, is just to keep on stacking days, keep on stacking weeks. You know, keep taking it one day at a time, because, you know, I feel like we've scratched the surface of the team that we know we can be. We just got to keep on going to be that team that, you know, that we all know that we're capable of being.
It's a short week. It is what it is. It's the nature of our job, and we just got to go out and play when we're called on, man. That's what we're going to have to do this Thursday. We'll be ready to go.
You heard exclusive sound from the Broncos winning locker room following the game, and you also heard from Elvis Dumervil, Von Miller, and Champ Bailey after Sunday's 31-23 win over Tampa Bay. And John, short work week indeed as we tape this podcast. Practice starts in about an hour. We fly to Oakland tomorrow. It's December. It's a short week. I think the mantra as the guys get ready for kickoff Thursday night is rest and recovery. It's just as much mental rest. Chances are they won't be in pads today. They got to recover physically because you got a game 4 days after playing the Bucs.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not. Yeah, it's every kind of rest you can think of. I mean, I think the number one thing is the physical rest of trying to get them ready to go by Thursday, which is very difficult, especially late in the year like we are right now. So, you know, practice today and tomorrow will be pretty much just walkthroughs, and the preparation will be more on the mental side and not on the physical side, with the concentration of just getting ready to play and getting the energy back physically. So very difficult to do late, you know, especially late in the season. But, you know, we got some – it's always nice to be on a seven-game win streak too.
Sure.
It brings the momentum, takes momentum there. The Raiders are a team that have been struggling a little bit as of late, but saw that they had 430-some yards of offense last week against, a good Cleveland Browns defense. And so we know that we're going to have to go in and be ready to play and hopefully get started quickly.
Yeah, Carson Palmer's thrown the ball for more than 300 yards a few times now, and I think as the Broncos swept the Chargers this season for the first time in a long time, it's hard to beat a team twice, especially in your division.
It really is, especially when the second one's at their place. And so, and especially with what they've been going through, that's if we can get off to a good start and get up on them early, take some of their life away and not give them a chance. I think that, they're with what's happened with Dennis Allen this week, you know, they're going to rally around him.
Sure.
And every team in this league is good, and every team can beat this any other team at any point in time. That's why it's important for us to concentrate and make sure we go in with, good mental mindset and good physical. Hopefully by the rest that we've had, we'll be ready to go physically.
Yeah, it's rained there quite a bit out on the West Coast. And you know, when you go to Oakland, you play at night, that crowd is going to be loud. They're going to be tuned up and ready to go. They always love cheering against the Broncos when Denver comes to town. And, well, I guess we'll end the show with this, John. After the game, players didn't really want to hear talk much about anything else past a short week and getting ready for Oakland. But we can talk about it. With the AFC West title tied up, it's now you're guaranteed a playoff spot. With three losses, New England, Baltimore both have three losses. As Coach Fox, and you're looking forward to the next few weeks, you can only control what you do this week, but that carrot that you dangle, and Coach Fox touched on this Monday in terms of making improvements to put yourself in the best position as you can, there's still some things to play for here. Elvis Dumervil made it clear you want to beat your division. You want to go 6-0 against your division. But there's also seeding that's still up for grabs. How much are you thinking about that? Or are you just thinking about Oakland?
Well, I mean, seeding is huge, and I think that this is the next piece of the puzzle that we have to solve to get to where we want to get, and that's the best thing we possibly can get going into the playoffs. Obviously, you know, you feel more comfortable at home, and it'd be nice to get a couple of home games here. So the higher the seeding, the more chance we have to get a couple of home games at home. So that's important. But you really don't go past that, because we just know that if we don't do our work against the Raiders and get that done, then really it's going to take a lot of the other things that we're thinking about to make them mute. And so we've got to get this one and do our work here and hopefully get a win here. And then we've got, Baltimore after that, to where, you know, there's a lot of things on the line. So we got to make sure we're doing our business, because if we don't, then everything else that could possibly be out there will take care of itself.
Yeah, not to mention momentum. You want to play your best ball in December as it leads into the playoffs, something else to work towards. John, on the short week, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. We are literally going to run out to practice, which starts really soon. I want to thank all of you for sending in your questions on Twitter. Remember, Broncos at Raiders, NFL Network Thursday Night Football. Thanks, everyone, for your questions. This has been Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.